It's time for another dose of digital dissemination, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Now again, nasty!
We're talking about some of the famous writers and screenplay writers and article writers that use either just a pen and paper or a typewriter. You know, one of the things that the Russians have done is in their intelligence agencies, because it's such a difficult situation trying to keep things under control and not, you know, not get compromised, they've gone back to typewriters. And they type, they still have computers, of course, but when they have got really sensitive intelligence that they need to communicate, they type it out.
Makes sense.
And, you know, it's interesting because that's sort of a typically Russian solution. You know, there's just a different sort of paradigm in Russia and in America in terms of how we handle things. And it's kind of a cultural thing. You know, in America, we love technology. We embrace technology. When there is a problem, we introduce more technology to solve that problem with technology. In Russia, they tend to do just the opposite. There's a problem with technology, they take a step back. And that's not always a bad way to do it. I find it very interesting and kind of, I don't know, kind of funny. It's just an interesting difference in a cultural difference.
Computer not working, we go back to typewriter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and even
then we go to typewriter no longer working, we go to pencil.
Yeah. Well, another story. You know, you just nailed the story. And it's a great example of that cultural difference. And this goes back 40 or 50 years now. When we were in the middle of the space race with the Russians, we sent pens with the astronauts. Well, they'd get out into space. There's no gravity. So the ink wouldn't flow down to the ball, and they couldn't write. So they spent millions, and that was a lot of money back then, millions. And now this is an archaic product in itself, but at the time it was incredible. The Fisher space pen, where they pressurized the pen so that the ink would always be flowing towards the ball. And you could go out into space or right upside down. I don't know if you remember. You're probably too young to remember it, Steve-O, but they had commercials, you know, where you could write upside down with a Fisher space pen. Guess what the Russians did? Took pencils into space, and it worked. It's a great example of that difference in paradigm between the cultures. And I'm not saying, you know, one is necessarily superior to the other. I think sometimes you do need to. I think sometimes there's value to that Russian perspective of, okay, well, now wait a minute, let's not. You know, the benefit to the American perspective is that you tend to always be pushing technology, and there's, you know, benefit to that. Mm-hmm. Tang.
Right.
If it weren't for the space. Now, Tang's not even around, is it?
Yeah, he's still around.
Is it around? You know, we wouldn't have Tang if it weren't for the billions spent on the space program. You know, the Russians drank their own urine. So, you know, that's a difference in the basic cultural paradigm.
And there's a little tang to that. But it's a different kind of tang. It's more of a bitter tang. And it's not freeze-dried, but it works. Oh, boy. We sure have devolved quickly on this.
I'm sorry. It just came out. Just, you know.
Well, you know, that's where they get the name Yuri. That's where that originated from.
866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK. Big news. Serious news. This last week, Comcast is looking at acquiring Time Warner Cable. And that's a whole other interesting story, the whole Time Warner Cable thing. You know, AOL was associated with them for a long time, and boy, what a devolution has occurred there. Although they've been pretty successful since they got rid of the black hole of money known as AOL. But the two biggest cable companies in America want to get together and become the single biggest cable company in America. And there's some thought that it may not happen because of government antitrust concerns. It will have to be approved by the Department of Justice. $45.2 billion offer from Comcast to purchase Time Warner Cable. I'm concerned about it. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this in the past.
They have a market
corner. Because what is a concern already is, a couple of weeks ago I think we talked about this, where the cable companies are beginning, just in the very beginning, of offering their own Hulu / Netflix / etc. type services and blocking those services, their competitors, on their internet and cable feeds. Can't blame them. Certainly understand it from a business perspective. But I don't like it as a consumer. I want to be able to choose. I want to be able to choose Netflix or Amazon, YouTube or Hulu, and not just be spoon-fed, my cable company / internet provider's particular brand of service. For one thing, it makes it very difficult from a pricing and value perspective. You end up getting channels that you don't like, that are meaningless to you, but you're forced to have them to get other channels that are offered on that same service. I still think, and the cable companies do not want to do this, but I still think that, as soon as somebody, one of the problems with this is that cable companies tend to have monopolies in areas because of the infrastructure cost. I'm looking forward to the day when something similar to the AT&T breakup will occur. And then you'll have companies that will come in and provide services in that same infrastructure and lease those lines, and you'll have a choice. So you'll be able to choose Comcast or Cox,
right,
or Rogers or whatever your cable / internet provider.
And what happens when you have more competition? Price goes down.
And that's why
and quality goes up.
That's why they don't want to
and
do
you
it.
Have more control. I am surprised there's not more outrage by the government entities and others screaming the antitrust kind of stuff.
Well, it'll happen eventually. It will happen eventually. I mean, it's precisely this. It is so incredibly analogous to the AT&T situation of 35 years ago, that it's just a matter of time. And once that happens, then I think what one provider will decide to do a la carte stuff, and then they'll just murderize everybody else. Because you'll be, guys like me, we'll have the sports channels, mm-hmm. We'll have, none of this Lifetime crap, right? None of this Bravo crap. We'll have history channels. We'll have Discovery. We'll have TLC. We'll have, the ESPNs. We'll have military channel, history channel, those sorts of things. And then, of course, you'll have the folks that'll have Lifetime and Hallmark and Bravo. And that's great. That's the way it should be.
Yeah. Choice.
But it's going to be a little while coming. So we'll have to see what happens with the Comcast, Time Warner merger. Well, maybe not a merger. I guess Comcast is technically wants to buy Time Warner Cable. $45.2 billion. That's definitely a purchase. The DOJ is going to have a lot to say about this. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Interesting story. We've talked a few times over the last couple of years about 3D printers, mm-hmm. and the promise. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun, definitely. Not so practical so much. Very useful for prototyping in design and industrial situations. Still right at the bleeding edge of technology, but there's an article on ReadWrite about 10 crazy things 3D printers can make today. And a little bit misleading because it's still bleeding edge stuff. I mean, some of these things technically are produced but don't work. An important technicality. One of those things is body parts. Mm. They can actually print ears, kidneys, and blood vessels, skin and bones. They've all been printed successfully on 3D printers. They don't use the normal plastic associated with 3D printing, but a gel-like substance made from cells. The bones that they print is a little different. It uses a ceramic powder instead. Now, you know, they're looking at not too far down the road being able to actually produce functioning, not just physical, not just physically accurate representations of ears, etc., but physically functioning organs like kidneys on a 3D print. Incredible. Maybe we can get the Democrats to print some brains. We'll be back after this.
Get more of Dr. Dave's unique point of view on technology and the world at Dr. Dave's Tech Blog and Truth Blog at DaveMason.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey, guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.